Hello, my name is Carrie Rivera and my co-host, Marian Barrientos. Together, we're the Mexican Hurricane and we're defending the truth. Brighteon.com and Brighteon.tv were created by Mike Adams, the health ranger, for the preservation of freedom of speech. We thank Mike and his team for making this available to all of us. And of course, today, like other days, we're going to talk truths. We're going to let them fly. We're not going to let anything get in the way. We're not going to let censorship bother us. That is what Marianne and I do best. And that's why we've connected for one show together once a week. And we want to share all this with you. Marianne's got some really exciting stuff sitting on her desk. I got some cool stuff sitting on my desk. And we go to this short little 2-minute break. Please check out the brighteonstore.com. It has fantastic products, and of course, that supports this show. One of my favorites right now is on sale. It is the coconut milk powder, which is fantastic. It's organic, and especially want to stay away from any of that dairy because there's glutamate in there, and that's, we'll get to that. And much more when we come right back from the short break. Don't go away.
In recent years, the world has only become increasingly more chaotic and uncertain. Disruptions to the supply chain have resulted in global food shortages, making it difficult for us to access the very resources we need to live in a functioning society. That's why it is now more important than ever to be prepared for the unexpected. Here at Brighteon and BrighteonStore.com, we've made it our mission to help you and your loved ones be prepared for any emergency, which is why we are dedicated to bringing you a wide selection of ultra-clean and lab-verified superfoods, supplements, preparedness items, and other health products. So support your health and this free speech platform by shopping at BrighteonStore.com today.
Thanks for your support of this platform. Use the code BTV at checkout for additional savings. BrighteonStore.com.
The world we once knew is collapsing. We're being warned to expect rolling blackouts, and our political leaders are deliberately shutting down pipelines, fuel refineries, nuclear power plants, and energy exploration. The currency is collapsing, while financial assets are plummeting in value, and the global food supply is being deliberately decimated. To survive this war being waged on humanity, you need more than just regular prepping. You need resilient prepping. And that's the title of my new free audiobook, Resilient Prepping. You can download the entire audiobook and a printable PDF transcript for free right now at resilientprepping.com. Resilient Prepping teaches practical strategies for prepping in three layers: high-tech, low-tech, and no-tech. Resilient Prepping is your ultimate guide to surviving the total collapse of the world as we know it, because that's exactly what globalists are trying to achieve. Download this entire audiobook for free right now at resilientprepping.com.
Welcome back to Brighteon.tv. I'm Carrie Rivera, and my co-host is Marian Barrientos. Hey, Marian, how have you been? How was your week?
Hi, Carrie. It's been a wonderful week. I've been getting calls from all over South America. Yesterday, I was in a show in with Rodrigo. Have you seen the reports of this guy? His name is, he's a professor. He's been helping Comus a lot. His name is Rodrigo Ambrosio, and he has been, he's from Guatemala.
My best friend from Guatemala. Hey, Guatemala. Call out for Guatemala.
So many countries we have to travel to, Carrie, because things are happening all over South America. Yeah. So now Rodrigo's from Guatemala, and what he's been doing lately, well, for the last maybe 8-9 months, it's a recopilation. He's been getting all the reports of doctors who have died in Guatemala after getting the COVID shots. So, and in this investigation, which is now turning into a book, when the book is ready, I'm going to make sure that I share it with everyone. He's getting the death certificates of the doctors, but with it, he's getting the when they got their first shot, and which brand was it? Pfizer, Moderna, AstraZeneca, Sputnik, CanSino, which dose and the dates of their shots, 1, 2, 3, 4, right? Some of them have gotten 2, some of them got 3 or 4. And then the date the death certificate with the date and the reason of their death, why did they die? Which most of them is heart attack or thrombosis. Now, during this comparison, when he's getting all of this data, and he's buying with his own money the death certificates. So he was investing in this a lot of time and a lot of effort and his savings, because he's a young man who knows very well how to handle social media and do these amazing videos. And so he was sharing all this information. And it came up, you've seen it, Gary. It's he started getting so many coincidences. Like, these three doctors got their Pfizer shot during the same day. And then 8 months later, they die on the same day. And then there's some of them that got the shots during the same period, during three consecutive days, and then they die on the same day or on 3 consecutive days. So he started suspecting that there's some kind of like a program that these deaths could be programmed. It is, I'm not a conspiracy theorist or whatever, but when you see the data, the raw data, they got the vaccines this day, and then they got the heart attack on the same week or on the same day or the following day. It's eye-opening and it's interesting. And I'm sure that the government could easily access to all of this information, because a lot of this information they have. When did the people that are dying got their shots, and then just look for this coincidence? Because if only one guy has gotten over 100 coincidences, and it's not a 2 people coincidence, it's sometimes 3, 4, 5. And now he's focusing on kids that are dying in Guatemala. 12-year-old kids, 11-year-old kids, 9-year-old kids who had been healthy throughout their lives and now suddenly died during PE in school or when they were playing soccer or whatever. And if this is small kids, that it was weird for a kid to have. I've never heard of a kid with a heart attack before the shots.
Myocarditis, ever. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, pericarditis, myocarditis, or just died suddenly. Like that documentary that's out there, you have to watch it, is died suddenly. And so many people who were completely healthy and just died suddenly. So are we on a... Yeah, with Stu Peters. Are we on a time clock after getting those shots? Are we not? We don't know. But there's a lot of coincidences, and we have to be aware of what's happening so that we can start investigating all of the detox products. There's a lot of them, and there's some more effective than others. But whatever you do, make sure you start searching for products that can help you on detoxifying your body, especially if you got the COVID shots, and even more urgently, if you're starting to have symptoms that you hadn't had before, or if you are a cancer survivor. I was getting right now the news about Shannon Dorothy that had survived breast cancer, and now she had survived it. She was completely clean. And now Shannon Dorothy, do you remember that show, 902 Beverly Hills, 90210?
I heard of it. I'm too old for that, but I heard it.
Oh, I used to watch it. It was like my generation's show. And now she must be maybe 48, 50, a little bit older than me. And her cancer has metastasized now to her head, and she's not doing well. And you know, the Actors Guild, ¿cómo se llama la?
That's right.
The Actors Guild.
Yeah. Right. Correct.
They. I have a lot of actors who are friends of mine who actually work in Hollywood, and they reached to me because some producers and some TV show makers and Hollywood is asking them to get the vaccines in order to hire them for their next movie or for their recent movies. Mm. So many of the actors and in Hollywood and all over the world have been forced to get the vaccines if they want to continue working. So now we are seeing Celine Dion is completely rigid. We see this Shannon Doherty, and we know of many people. I think this year during the Oscars, well, next year, I think Oscars are in January. You know that they always play a video of the actors that we've lost through the year. And the numbers are growing and growing. I mean, it's going to be a long video. It's going to be a long video next year because it's a lot of them that are getting heart attacks or cancers or thrombosis and or just their health is completely deteriorating. And there's a reason for that. It's not a coincidence because when there's too many coincidences, then you have to look for a common factor that is causing that. And that's being logical, and that's being critical and seeing the data and say, okay, all of these people, what did they do before they lost their health? There must be a common factor. And well, yeah, there's a common factor worldwide, and those so-called vaccines are still experimental. They did not show to be effective as they told us it will be so many times. And they have not shown to be safe at all. So for me, when we have so many doctors throughout the world that were trying to speak out when COVID happened and found solutions, and their patients were doing just fine with just medical treatment and things like chlorine dioxide. So many people are telling us that they survived or that they got better after taking chlorine dioxide or, you know, Dr. Selenko's medical treatment. There were many options that were working, but we were silenced. We were banned from everywhere. People were still scared, thinking that this was a mortal virus, and they were pretty much forced to get vaccinated. And now we're dealing with the consequences, which are not pretty consequences. The good news is that there is a solution if people detoxify their bodies before it's too late, because once you got the heart attack and the body's not working anymore, there's really nothing much we can do about it. But it's just a responsibility of each individual to take care of your own body. It's the only body you have. If you lose this one, you cannot go buy another one in the store. It's not like crashing a car and, well, I can get better. This is the body, and you're the owner of your body. And whatever you give the body is how the body is going to respond. So if we live in these bodies, we want it to be Ferraris. We don't want it to be like a car that's humping every time. You know, let's just take responsibility of our bodies and our health. And that's what we're trying to teach people to do, how to learn and then how to apply. And then there's the testimonies.
United States, and he is paralyzed and blind right now. And on the same week, we had videos that were going viral of Dr. Peter McCullough, who is one of the most, if not the most, doctor with the most studies under his name. He's a very, very brilliant man. And he's come out recommending everybody use chlorine dioxide. And of course, Mike Adams has been saying it for the last few years as well. I got him in touch with Andreas. And it's so nice after 13 years of walking alone with just Andreas and Jim Hummel and Mark Grennan to see people like these actually coming out and, you know, holding the truth as well and sharing it to save lives, which is really, really important. And of course, I agree with you. Everybody should really take a look at that Died Suddenly by Stu Peters. It's an excellent documentary about, you know, what's happening and waking people up. You know, people can have jabs, but as long as you wake up and stop getting them, the chance that you can turn this around with, like, you know, like Marianne is saying, you know, doing detox protocols, use your chlorine dioxide, use your humic fulvic to get rid of the graphene oxide. EDTA will also break up that hydrogel. So, and another thing is they can even turn on the 5G. They can use HARP. There's a lot of ways that they can create people to die suddenly all at one time. Or what we're seeing right now in the US and Canada, they're burning fires, and these fires all start at the same time. They're showing some videos from space and showing the fires broke out at exactly the same time. So obviously it looks like they're using, you know, some sort of and not to be the conspiracy theorist, but obviously this is what's happening. They're burning certain areas and they're burning out of control, and there's reason for it. You know, they're trying to end humanity. They're trying to take us all out.
Yes, yes. I saw some videos, Carrie, where there people are filming a city. It's just a coincidence that they were filming at the time. And then you see a ray, this red ray coming from the sky, and then a fire starts. So it's just too many things that are happening at the same time. And we cannot leave being scared, because once you're scared, you're very, very, very easy to manipulate. So we got to be strong, but we got to be aware, not scared, but aware of what's happening, so that we can look for solutions on time and have be ready. I mean, did you see Twitter? Well, I'm so thankful for Twitter, because now we are being able to get the word out through Twitter. Of course, we always have Telegram, who have until now never censored, at least me, because mm-hmm. Instagram and Facebook and YouTube were like very, very they were censoring all the time. But and my accounts were just gone, disappeared from the face of the earth. And then I would do another account, and then it would disappear again. And I got tired of trying. So I started on Telegram, which is over 30,000 followers now. And I've been sharing the information through there. But a lot of people don't have Telegram. So, but many people know about Twitter and have Twitter. And Twitter is letting us, and little by little, now we can share some larger videos through Twitter. And so the word is getting out there. And even the actors or many singers who have been vaccine injured are now sharing their stories without being censored. So this is unstoppable. The word is going to get out. The thing is that what happens between now until everybody gets the word can be months, can be years, and can be some irreversible decisions. But Klaus Schwab and I have the news here. In Twitter, the World Health Organization's president,
Tedros,
the director,
Tedros,
just announced 2 days ago, and it's all over Twitter, that they're going to implement the digital vaccine certificate in the whole world. Like, he's saying it out on the open now, to be able to participate in society. You know how dangerous that is? He's telling you, he has not been elected by any of us, because he's just ¿cómo se dice? Una empresa privada. They're a private
business. Yeah, private
group. Mm-hmm. who have not been elected, right, either by the governments of the world or by the people of the world. And he's saying that you have to have the vaccine certificate that he is going to implement in order to participate in society. That means going to the supermarket to get food, going to a restaurant, going to a party, going to school. Our rights and freedoms are completely at risk. And he's saying it out in the open without any kind of shame. And if you consider how far this can go if we don't stop these guys, they are going to be able to, it's like a China communist. The communist China, they, the Chinese cannot go to the boss and work if they don't have followed all the rules that the government has implemented. Now, why would it, we need a vaccine passport from an experimental vaccine that has proven to be ineffective and unsafe? If you're vaccinated with the COVID vaccines, you're not less dangerous than an unvaccinated person. You can still spread it through the whole country if it was spreadable. We have to know more about that because there's also so many lies in there that it might even just be an radiation intoxication. It can be an mRNA mutation of our genes. It can be a virus. It can be, have you seen the documentary Watch the Water?
I have not.
A poison. It could be poison. Mm-hmm. So whatever it is, there's a solution, but we cannot let our freedoms and our rights taken away.
I agree with you completely about fear. And I think we have to compartmentalize fear because they're going to use fear against us and they're going to do it again. And they're doing it for this social credit score. We know that this social credit score is one of their goals. So like you're saying, you know, we're not going to be able to go to the grocery store, have a bank account and a lot of other things that, you know, people take for granted, which they're going to try to go after those. Which one of the things that I think we also have to do is get to a place where you want to live. Because if they do it again, at least we're in a nice environment where we can be free. A lot of people are buying farms or they're buying extra land, you know, these kind of things. Or like they have at the Brighteon.com store, the Brighteonstore.com, they have also, they're like little grow boxes. So we can actually start growing some of our vegetables and some of the things that we consume. This is not a bad idea to have if you can't, you know, I don't have the money to buy a big farm like my dear friend Bob Sisson, but at the same time, I can grow little things in a box. I can do stuff like that.
Right.
And I think a lot of us can start making that sort of thing happen. And of course, you know, fear is definitely real. And so we have to control that. I know what I do to kind of loosen up a little bit, like today I had to go out, I had to go to the bank, and I put the music on in the car and I was singing, like, forget your cares sometimes because we're gonna get so stressed out and that stress alone can kill us. Even if we're not jabbed, we can still have a stroke or the blood pressure can go high or these kind of things. And like Martin, you're saying, you know, we have to detoxify our body on a regular basis. You know, there's just things, I have a desk full of stuff like you do too. Like just the stuff that I'm taking on a regular basis or trying on a regular basis, you know, just to stay as fit as possible because when they lock us down again or they try to drone into our heads, oh, you know, the economies are gonna collapse, there's gonna be, you know, food. And of course, they're trying to make that happen. But you know what's always been interesting to me, Martian, is there's more of us than there are of those rulers who put themselves in that ruling class. Not, you know, probably 95% of us don't believe them. We don't like them. They're just, you know, they're there. We can't get rid of them because, you know, well, we just don't do it, even though we probably could, because there's more of us than there are of them.
There is. The thing is that good people tend to be quiet. And good people tend to be very respectful others' feelings. And good people tend to be very aware of what other people think and don't want to fight or create any kind of bad situation.
Right.
But then you see these guys saying, we're going to implement the certificates in order for you to participate in society, to have a bank account, to travel, to go to a restaurant, to go meet with your friends. He's not ashamed of saying what he's saying, which would hurt the whole human race, you know? So these guys are loud. These guys try to be every, plus they own the TV stations and the radio stations and the social media. So they are loud, and it seems like there were a lot of them. And then there's the people who follow because they want to be obedient, because they want to be good citizens without even knowing the consequences of following these people's rules or guidances. They start as guidances, but they end up being rules, and it ends up being a totalitarianism, like it happened in Canada with Trudeau, when the truck drivers that were protesting, peacefully protesting, their bank accounts were canceled. They could not have access to their own money, which they worked for.
We're going to go to break. Pick that up on the other side of this break. And please go to BrighteonStore.com and take a look, because we got to keep this freedom of speech platform open. We'll be right back.
Thanks for your support of this platform. Use the code BTV at checkout for additional savings. BrighteonStore.com.
The global currency collapse will wipe out the dollar and many other assets, and the only things that will maintain value during the global debt reset are those with intrinsic value that do not require governments, corporations, or markets to make good on their obligations. At the top of this list of intrinsic assets is physical gold and silver. These precious metals have outlasted every failed civilization and government in human history. And they are non-digital, which means they still hold value even if the power grid fails. The Treasure Island Coins and Precious Metals Company is my go-to source for physical precious metals that are delivered securely and discreetly into your hands. Visit BrighteonMetals.com to check their live pricing and in-stock coins and bars. Find out why they are my trusted source for physical metals and why they're the official sponsor of Brighteon.tv. BrighteonMetals.com. The world we once knew is collapsing. We're being warned to expect rolling blackouts, and our political leaders are deliberately shutting down pipelines, fuel refineries, nuclear power plants, and energy exploration. The currency is collapsing, while financial assets are plummeting in value. And the global food supply is being deliberately decimated. To survive this war being waged on humanity, you need more than just regular prepping. You need resilient prepping. And that's the title of my new free audiobook, Resilient Prepping. You can download the entire audiobook and a printable PDF transcript for free right now at resilientprepping.com. Resilient Prepping teaches practical strategies for prepping in three layers: high-tech, low-tech, and no-tech. Resilient Prepping is your ultimate guide to surviving the total collapse of the world as we know it, because that's exactly what globalists are trying to achieve. Download this entire audiobook for free right now at resilientprepping.com.
Welcome back to Brighteon.tv. My name is Carrie Rivera, and my co-host is Marian Barrientos. And as we went to break, we were talking about, well, Marian was talking about Canada. So Marian, please pick up where we left off.
Yeah, I was watching 2 days ago this documentary. It's called The Great Awakening. And whomever wants to watch it in Spanish, it has been translated to Spanish in record time already. It's in my Telegram channel, Marian Barrientos PBS, but you can also look for it in Telegram. Just look for The Great Awakening. It's part 3 that came out just last week. And it talks about what happened in Canada, how people's rights were taken away one day to the next because Trudeau decided that the president decided that the truck drivers should not protest. They were doing a peaceful protest because they didn't want their rights and freedoms to be taken away. He canceled their bank accounts. And then people, the community, of course, started helping them with food and with transfers. And so he wanted to punish everyone who would help the truck drivers who were protesting. This is like, I used to watch it on movies, maybe with the Nazis. And when I was a kid, and I was like, I cannot believe that in this same planet with the same human beings or like generations ago, they were capable of doing such things to themselves, you know, to human race. And it was just something that I always appreciated the time that I lived on, 1980s, 1990s, at least here in Mexico. I think that there was some fightings in some other countries, but Mexico was a peaceful country, no war, no revolution, no independence, no... We were, well, in this free world where people could work and people could prosper and people could grow a family, and the values, the family value was one of the main things in which society is built, the family trust and union and the word, like giving your word out on a business situation, whatever, was worth more than any legal paper because people trusted each other. And well, this is the little world that I grew up on. And then now I see this in Canada, because maybe China, okay, but Canada taking people's rights away just because a crazy guy, is he even allowed to? I mean, so now that I've been seeing the World Economic Forum and the World Health Organization and all of these organizations that were not chosen by us implement strategies.
Yes.
That if you read through the lines or in the middle of the lines, you can see that we are being attacked. Our freedoms and our rights can be taken away just like that because they announce a new virus from which I may have the solution. And now I have to do what they say and inject in my bloodstream what they say without them even having to prove that what they're injecting to me, it's completely safe and effective. They are not signing anything. Is it safe? Well, it's safe for the people who are forcing you to get it because they are completely and legally, ¿cómo se dice?
They're devoid of responsibility. They're devoid of responsibility. That was from... Yeah. President Reagan in 1986, he released any of the pharmaceutical companies from any harm to them, even if they harmed somebody else. So they have no financial responsibility anymore. And that happened under Reagan in 1986.
Yeah. So how can we allow people to tell us what to inject in our bloodstreams if we know that they are protected, if they harm us and we are not protected? Nobody will protect us, but only ourselves and our friends and society. So society is stronger, and we have to say no, and we have to get this information to more people so that the more you know, the more arguments you have to stop them and to do it on time, because maybe, yeah, people will wake up sooner or later. But if it's too late and laws have been passed and soldiers are outside of your house, like happened in China and some other countries, and they are coming in to get your kids and inject them without your permission, it's going to be too late. And that's happening now. I mean, kids, 4 or 5 year, 6 year old kids can go to the doctor and say, I want to be a girl and I want to get my everything cut out, and I want to get feminine hormones. And if their parents are not willing to, because it's a perfectly healthy organ, why can't they cut that and they cannot go to the doctor and say, hi, doctor, a four-year-old, I want you to cut my arm, please. That would be a crazy kid, right? But why can't they cut other things in their body? You cannot even smoke a cigarette, but you can cut your organs without your parents' permission as a kid. Like, crazy things are happening. Yeah. And people have to wake up, because it might be your kid tomorrow. And it might be these soldiers outside of your house injecting you God knows what venoms and stuff and things that might cause you a heart attack an hour later. And then you have no one to go to, and no one will respond. No one will take responsibility for that.
You know,
it's just too crazy. And it's happening.
You know what they all have in common, though, Marianne? They all have this ability to separate us as humanity. And if humanity all stands together and says, we will have no more of this garbage, we will not have any more of it, then it's not going to happen again. We're not going to put masks on. We're not going to let the children cut their genitals off. We're not going to do any of that sort of ridiculousness at all. We're not going to just let them inject us with bioweapons without actually having proof that this thing is actually safe and effective, which they don't have. So that's definitely not going to happen. But they're trying to separate us always, always trying to separate us. So blacks and whites hate each other, and gays and straights hate each other, and you know, the parents who are woke and the parents who are awake hate each other, and they're always going to be working on us that way. So what we have to do is realize what we have in common. We are all human beings. We are team humanity, and they, meaning that little percentage, which is probably even a point percentage of those that are controlling the globe. Because when we look at like Biden and Xi, and we're looking at the other clown up there in Canada you're talking about, I mean, all of these people are they're all controlled by somebody else. So they're not actually having their own thoughts. Do you remember during the early part of the pandemic when they were doing those CPR tests, and several of the presidents in African countries did those same swabs on mangoes and on papayas, and they're like, oh, look, they're coming back positive for COVID. And guess what happened to those guys? They got killed. They got murdered. So, you know, that was sending the message to the other guys. You guys, you know, line up and get on board, because we're taking this team humanity down, because they cannot stand up against us. And of course, they're Satanists, because my mother always says, well, why do they want to kill us? Well, they're Satanists. And of course, this is, you know, this has been their plan for I don't know how many centuries. I know that this has gone on a long time if you listen to the people that seem to know this, but this is, you know, it's all the same thing. That's why when people get worked up about politics and like, you know, this one's good and this one's bad, unfortunately, they're all bad. You know, there's the states right now, we have one hope, which is this Robert Kennedy Jr., and he's really a hopeful for team humanity, because he's, you know, my body, my choice, that you don't have to take jabs. And of course, he's totally awake about the childhood immunizations. I was just listening to an interview with him yesterday. And of course, now they don't want anybody to do any of these town halls, which where they're facing off, you know, the potential presidents, you know, from both sides. And of course, they're not going to let that happen, because they have nobody. They just have a bunch of babbling idiots on their side. And of course, on the other side, everybody's fighting for one spot and nobody's banding together. So RFK Jr. is the one who is the biggest hope right now for any stability that there is left. But everybody's got to wake up. You know, we got to join together and we have to wake up.
Yeah, the force is within the people in the society, Absolutely. Not one governor, because you give the strength to those governors. You give the power to others to rule us or to pass laws. And so we can take that power away. We can't take that power away. We just got to be together. We have to be united. And we have to defend each other's rights and each other's freedoms, because we were born with these inalienable freedoms and rights. And now they can be taken away. So weren't they inalienable? Like, we have to stand for that. And as you were saying, all these fights from red parties and blue parties and conservatories and rich and poor. In Mexico, there is like a big fight between, oh, the rich are sinners and the poor are the good people. So we all have to be poor in order for the society to work better. But then who's going to hire the poor ones? I mean, it's just we are coming all together in right? this.
But it's coming from rich politicians. The rich politicians are multimillionaires.
Oh,
saying,
right.
Oh, I identify with the poor. They have no idea what the poor live like. They don't have a clue.
Right. The president is saying all the time, oh, the rich people and the entrepreneurs.
But he's the rich.
They are right. His kids are driving Maseratis in Los Angeles and New York and you know, in Miami, and they have huge apartments, but he drives a really, really poor car, you know. But his kids, he forgets that they have Instagram, that there's cameras everywhere. We know which clubs they go to, which girls they go out with. So yeah, it's just so silly that it's sometimes laughable. So yeah, we can do something about it, but we gotta be together in this. And it's a fight, it's a war. We're in World War III, and we have to fight. And the best way of fighting is without harming others. Yeah. So our fight has been focused. You carry your fight, my fight, Bob Sisson's fight, and everybody that works here and that does these shows, that takes the word out and says the truth, and the CommuSAT doctors throughout the world, and all of the doctors who are actually looking for solution for the cause, and not only the symptoms of their patients, and all of us, our fight is to help people on their health, help them to learn on how to cure themselves and treat those bodies, because you own your own body, how to treat it in order for it to be healthy. And once you know there's a solution, it's impossible that anyone scares you with a new virus. Like they are saying that there's coming, like, you know, like Game of Thrones, the winter is coming. That's now the World Health Organization saying the new virus is coming. Beware. We get ready. Yeah. Okay. So I'm ready. Bring it on.
We have to stand together in defiance. I think that's what you're trying to say. Because the idea, I mean, it's not a fight. It's actually a stand down. We're going to stand down.
Right.
You're going to tell us to put a mask on. You're going to tell us to get these. And if you're vaccinated, if you're not vaccinated, we still have to stand together. I respect your right to vax. Right. You need to respect my right not to vax. I'm not going to harm you. I'm not going to breathe on you. I'm not going to kiss you. We're not going to have anything together. So it's more about not following the orders, but in a peaceful manner. So we're just not going to do
right.
that.
And
we're not going to do it.
And if you trust the vaccine and you've gotten 3, 4, 5 of them, why would you be scared of an unvaccinated person? Shouldn't that vaccine protect you? Like, you should be scared for the unvaccinated person, not for your health. Because I've had so many examples where the vaccinated 3, 4, 5 doses, and you're not vaccinated, you're going to kill me. Wait. Why did you get the vaccine then? Wasn't it supposed to protect you? Yeah, but you're going to spread it stronger. So what? Are you protected already? No, but you're not vaccinated. Well, if I get ill, it's my problem. But you are, there's rain and you're wearing
you got an umbrella. Your umbrella is with
you. You got an umbrella? Why are you scared that you're going to get wet? Aren't you wearing the umbrella? If I get wet, it's my problem. So a lot of examples like that. And people really, really thought that they were doing the correct thing by pressuring others, like, you're a criminal because you're not getting the vaccine. You don't even know what's in the vaccine. How come? Why are you pressing other people to inject something that you don't even know what's in there to their bodies? Because this guy who has not been elected told you, this Fauci guy told you, it's safe and effective 1,000 times. Well, look at his story, because he's lied once and again and again and again. So why would we trust him this time? So yeah, Kerry, it's just, I hope people start noticing that there's something that just don't make sense and start following, I don't know, following, trusting their God and following what's in front of your face, like reason, because all of these things are crazy. They make no sense. So start making sense of yourselves and sharing it with others. And that's what I hope that happens soon enough.
Yeah, we have to start putting two and two together. There's a lot of logic that is in play. I mean, as human beings, we also were given this ability to be able to decipher information. Like, we can decipher that berry from a poison berry. That's the one we eat. Or, you know, we're able to decipher certain things. So when we get information, we can also, and I have some friends that have vaccinated themselves. I mean, whatever. And they're not going for more. They're like, no, well, why, what, if the first one or two didn't help me, then how are these other ones? So even people kind of looking at this logically, even if they are not necessarily on board with maybe what you and I are saying, but even for their own logic, they're still able to say, hey, this doesn't make a lot of sense. You told me that one jab and Fauci was there saying masks don't work and masks work. So I think people are starting to look, and I wouldn't say everybody, but I still think that we're definitely on an upswing of people that are waking up to the fact that the masks didn't work, the jabs were a scam, and now where are we as Team Humanity? So we got to kind of all get behind this one, and just the next time, because there's going to be a next time. They've already told us there's going to be a next time. So the next time this happens,
it's coming.
And everything that's sitting on Marty Ann's desk, everybody should have that in their cabinets. We should just be ready for this thing to happen. And of course, the other thing is, you know, I like Marty Ann. I mean, we take our, you know, we take our maintenance as well, just so we, you know, we keep the organs healthy and the whole system rolling, because there's also they're also shedding all over us. So we got to be careful of that. And then, you know, what we see is happening in the United States, like we were just talking about Mexico and, you know, the president, you know, pretending like he's pro-poor people. Well, he's one of the richest people in the country. And whenever they finish, you know how they get rich automatically. And their kids are living the rich life, just like that Biden and his family. And, of course, they're just getting paybacks and kickbacks from the Communist Party of China, which is why everything is made in China now. And the U.S. doesn't actually manufacture anything. Like, Mexico's still manufacturing things. And look at the dollar today. It's like $16.50. Which is extremely low. And like you're saying, now's the time for the Mexicans to head over to the U.S. and definitely go shopping. And the U.S., you know, has gone totally crazy. And they're about to put the president-elect in jail while there's another criminal just sitting in the office right now. It's just mind-blowing. We're an upside-down world. So, you know, I think that's so upside-down that people are waking up, and Team Humanity does have a bit of a chance, more than we had maybe a year and a half ago.
Well, we had once, we have had those chances once and twice and three times through history. There's been really, really dark ages, and then there's been the Renaissance and beautiful, beautiful ages for humanity. So I think after the bad, the good comes out, because it's more good people in the world, and we're not as quiet anymore. Many of us are speaking out, and criminals tend to leave tracks. Criminals don't do things like with perfection. They leave tracks behind, because maybe deep down, God also created them and left a hint of consciousness inside of them. And when they know that they are hurting others and they cannot stop themselves because they're not ethical enough or aware enough, because they're too crazy to be able to stop themselves from harming others, they will always leave tracks for people to stop them, because they are unable to stop themselves. So they are leaving a lot of tracks. They are committing so many mistakes, and it's very, very obvious for many of us by now. So sooner or later, like the Nazis, they will be caught and they will be punished. Amen. And it's not punished in here that they will be scared of, because I mean, if you trust that we are eternal beings, or we are going somewhere after we lose these bodies, punishment after this, they will have to face it, like their future. They will face it. There is no one who can commit so many crimes and just be happy with life and just get on with it. It comes, karma comes around. And I just feel for them because they're going to regret it sooner or later. And their kids and their grandkids are going to live in a world where if they succeed, where they will not be free and where they will not have any rights. So we're going to fight for that. We're going to fight for our kids and the criminals' kids to live in a better world. But I think that they're going to leave tracks. They are leaving too many tracks, Kerry. So they're gonna lose sooner or later, like they always lose.
On behalf of me, Kerry Rivera, and my co-host, Marian Barrientos, we thank you for today. And if you really like these shows and you want to keep Brighteon.tv and Brighteon.com going, please go over to the BrighteonStore.com and check out some of the fantastic products. They're products that we use. They also have a wonderful water filter over there. It's called Berkey. And Mike Adams just did a test on water filters. So we all need to get rid of that fluoride in our water so we can live longer and healthier. So we'll see you next week. And thanks for your time today. Bye, Marianne.